Hello, guys, and welcome to the Young Conservatives Podcast. I just wanted to give you guys a brief explanation on why I'm starting this podcast and what I'm doing here. I just wanted to let you guys know I'm going to be expressing my own political views. If you can't respect other people's opinions, I encourage you not to watch the podcast. But if you're just down to open dialogue, and you can even not agree with me and still watch it and ask me questions, feel free. Starting off today's podcast, we're just going to be talking about the current political climate and what's been going on in recent days. Well, first off, we can all agree that the current political climate is out of control. And the way we're going right now with the big political divide, it's not going to get our country anywhere. And no matter what side of the scale you're on, we need our country to be brought together. We all know that a country put together is better than a country divided. And I don't know that a lot of us have seen the country put together in a long time, and I think it would be really beneficial to have that. Now, there's not a lot of ways to do that other than to create a dialogue, and that's half the reason that I'm doing this. I think the current situation where conservatives or Republicans or people anywhere near the right are shut down immediately after speaking, I think that really needs to stop. And I think the best way to do that is just to normalize hearing other people's opinions and, you know, just not shutting someone down immediately. I think we need to listen to people and let them speak. And that goes for the right as well. We tend to shut down people anywhere near the left as well. Personally, I can have problems with this too, not speaking up when someone is totally bashing all your opinions or misrepresenting you and putting words in your mouth. But I think sometimes you need to let them finish and then you can start the dialogue. But if you don't let them finish, they're going to keep cutting you off like you just cut them off. Now, talking about privilege, people on the left like to talk about privilege a lot. But one thing we don't talk about is the privilege that the people on the left have when they get to go to school and not be shut down by their teachers or have their teachers put their political beliefs into those kids' minds. And I think it can be really hurtful to the whole country to have opinions shut down. We can all agree that we all have the freedom of speech, and if we don't let people speak their minds, then we will have no diversity in opinions. And that's how a great country is made, with diversity of opinions going back and forth, making sure that we are really making the best decisions for the country.